There was an unusual courtroom discussion today between federal Judge Conley and three abortion research experts. Dr. John Thorpe of the University of North Carolina told the judge medical complications resulting from abortions are underreported because the Center for Disease Control depends on self-reported data from abortion clinics and doesn't correlate that with maternal death rates. He says requiring abortion doctors to have admitting privileges at nearby hospitals would make it easier for them to deal with complications. Dr. Douglas Lauby of the University of Wisconsin, though, says the CDC data is all that's available and does paint a relatively accurate picture of the low number of complications following abortions. But Lauby told the judge a woman who has complications the day after having an abortion may be 100 miles away from the clinic and would go to an emergency room in her town rather than depending on the doctor who performed the abortion. The neutral expert appointed by the judge, Dr. Serdar Bulum, says he's worried the new law will reduce the number of doctors performing abortions, causing women to turn to illegal and unsafe abortions. In other testimony today, the director of the Emergency Medicine Department at the Medical College of Wisconsin, Stephen Hargarten, told the court if a woman suffering bleeding or an infection after an abortion came to the emergency room, she would receive the same care there whether the doctor who performed the abortion had admitting privileges or not. There will be more testimony from witnesses for and against the law tomorrow in the last day of the trial. A ruling is expected sometime next month. Gilman Halstead, Wisconsin Public Radio.